Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Welcome to the $100 MBA show, because a better you equals a better business. That's why we deliver daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of Webinar Ninja, an independent software company I started with my co-founder back in 2014. And in today's episode, you'll learn how to implement product-led growth in your business. The concept of product-led growth is the idea of allowing your product to be your marketing engine. It's the idea of to show them instead of selling them on what you offer. This is a very popular growth strategy in the tech world, in the startup world. If you ever signed up for any app for free, that's product-led growth. They're giving you the app for free so you can fall in love with it and go on a paid plan eventually. Now, not everybody that signs up is going to do that. And when you sign up for product-led growth, as a business owner, you understand that, and you understand as part of the strategy. But in today's lesson, we're going to talk about how you can implement this strategy in any business, not just software. More and more, it's becoming a buyer's market, meaning buyers want to be educated on the choices they're making when they buy. They're not just going to buy based on marketing or snazzy ads or funny taglines. They actually want to do their research and taste what they're going to actually buy before they buy it. So let's get into it. Let's get down to business.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Like I mentioned at the top of the episode, if you ever used an app for free or had a free trial of something, that is product-led growth. And this can work in software, but it can also work in many different industries. So I want to give you a few examples of product-led growth in different industries and different business types and different products, and then we'll go into how to implement it in your business. If you're in the content game where you sell coaching or courses, one of the easiest ways to get new customers is to give away an introductory course in the area that you teach in your main bread and butter coaching or course. Let's say, for example, I'm a golf coach and I do group coaching calls on golf swings online. I can run a live webinar where I invite lots of people for free to be a part of my free workshop on how to improve your putting. If they like that, they're going to love your coaching. So they're getting a taste of what it's like. They're getting coached by you. They're getting your product for free in exchange for basically test driving the experience of being a part of your product or service. If you're a consultant, for example, if you help people with their business strategy, or you're a mental health coach, or you do some sort of service or consulting, you can give them a 30-minute consulting call or a 15-minute consulting call. The point here is that they get to know you a little bit and they get to understand who they'll be working with. If you're in the physical product space, AR is your friend. Augmented reality, which is built into most smartphones these days, will allow you to build a very simple app so people can see what your product would look like in their hands or in their living room or in their closet. They can place your product in the real world before they actually order it online. This is a type of augmented reality. I know IKEA has been doing this for some time now, and it actually moves a lot of product. It actually helps them sell more product because people can see, hey, what is that lamp going to look like next to my nightstand? And they can just use their iPhone to do that or their smartphone. By the way, product-led growth has been around forever, even before software. If you've ever went to a clothing store, you probably tried on the piece of clothing that you were going to buy before you bought. You went to the fitting room and you tried it out before you bought, right? You looked at yourself in the mirror and said, wow, I look good in this shirt. I'm going to buy it. If you can try on that shirt or that pair of pants or that pair of shoes, you probably have less of a chance of buying it because you're not really sure if it's right for you. So how do you implement product-led growth? Well, first of all, you got to look at your core product, whatever it is, a course, a service, a actual product, a book, and see what is a minimal viable version of that. What is a smaller version, a mini version of that product that you can offer? It doesn't mean you have to reinvent a new product. You can just actually take a module from that course, or you can take a chapter from that book and offer that for free so people can start to enjoy your product, your service, your thing before they actually pay for it. So don't go out and waste time and money and effort trying to reinvent a free product to give away to do product-led growth. Just use what you already have. Just take a part of what you already have and offer it to your customers. Now, with product-led growth, it's called product-led growth, meaning that whatever you're giving to the customer to grow, that lead magnet, needs to be front and center on your website. It should be the number one call to action in all your marketing. So you want to get people to sign up for that thing, that free thing, at all costs. So it should be on your homepage. It should be on your marketing materials. It should be in your bios, in your social. It should be everywhere because this is what's going to get them on your email list. And this is where you're going to nurture them via email marketing, through phone calls, through webinars, through all that kind of stuff. So you really should lead with that free product.
Start clean with Clorox because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
To wrap up today's lesson on product-led growth, the whole point of product-led growth is to allow your product to sell your product. This forces you to improve your product because the better your product is, the easier it is for you to sell it because people are going to just use the product, get a taste of it, and be like, wow, I want more. Guys, free samples have been around forever, and it's because it works. So allow it to work for your business. Start small, start experimenting, and see what it does for your revenue. Thanks so much for listening to the $100 MBA Show. If you love what you hear, leave us a review on your favorite podcast app. We'd love to hear what you think of the show. Before I go, I want to leave you with this. One of the best books I've read on this topic is Product-Led Growth by Wes Bush. It's a great book that I read in one flight, actually, going from Toronto to Vancouver. And it's such a great, easy read, and it really goes into depth, but with practical examples on how you can implement product-led growth, especially if you're in the software world. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll check you in tomorrow's episode, Q&A Wednesday. I'll see you then. Take care.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.